Leviticus chapter 3. Now if his offering is a peace offering sacrifice, if he offers an animal from the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash the blood against the sides of the altar. He shall offer part of the sacrifice of the peace offering as an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the internal organs, as well as all the fat that is around the internal organs, the two kidneys, the fat that is on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver. He shall remove that along with the kidneys. Then Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar on top of the burnt offering that is on the burning wood. It is an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If his offering for a peace offering sacrifice to the Lord is from the flock, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect. If he offers a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it before the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons must splash its blood against all the sides of the altar. He shall offer of the peace offering sacrifice as an offering made by fire to the Lord. He must remove the entire fat tail close to the backbone and the fat that covers the internal organs, and all the fat that is around the internal organs, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver he shall remove along with the kidneys. Then the priest shall burn it on the altar as a food offering made by fire to the Lord. If his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on its head, slaughter it before the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons must splash its blood against all the sides of the altar. He shall offer his offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord. He must remove the fat that covers the internal organs and all the fat that is around the internal organs, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver he shall remove along with the kidneys. Then the priest shall burn it on the altar as a food offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations, wherever you live. You must never eat any fat or blood.